Summertime in Virginia means never having to say, well, at least it's a dry heat.
Vivid example of environmental injustice.
Oh, come on, man.
WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning on a Ted Steve. So the president is going to pick one of the hottest days of the year to go out there and pitch climate change. Gee, I wonder why. While here in Albemarle County, we're discussing, and maybe this will come up in matters from the public today at the Board of Supervisors in your three-minute window, the idea of using 650 acres of property that could be the home to upwards, if you're smart about it, judicious about it, 5,000 dwelling units. But instead, we're going to put a solar farm there to power 5,000 already existing houses. And then what do we do with them in 30 years when they become worn out? They stop producing electricity? Well, I'm told that one of the pieces of property is apparently the original place where the Ivy landfill was. So Joe, you wouldn't be building there anyway. Well, is that the case? If so, then just bury them there. just knock them down, bury them over, and let all the mercury and the heavy metals leach out into the groundwater. But the air will be clean. Groundwater won't. We'll buy that from Hershey or whoever Pepsi is selling it these days. And then maybe we'll, instead of watering our plants with it, because, of course, you don't want to water your plants with mercury and all the other heavy metals, we'll use energy drinks to water our plants, just like Idiocracy. But it's a cash transfer. It's so that companies like Hexagon can get taxpayer money that you have to give them. Or you go to prison. And then the government says, but it's for the clean air. What about the clean water? What about the leaching out heavy metals from these things? California requires you to put your old solar cells in a hazardous waste collection facility. And they're going to pitch climate change to me. The only thing changing is money from one hand to another. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's AJ.
Good morning, AJ. How you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Every day above ground is a good day, right?
Amen to that. So what's on your mind?
Something that, you know, I've heard you say it a bunch of times about, you know, enforcing laws that are passed and things like that. And I've just kicked it around in my head for a while. And I don't think that's necessarily true, because if you take the part where a couple years ago when they were going to pass all the gun laws, and we went to each county, started going to our local government and petitioning them not to, you know, follow those laws and not to enforce those laws. I think it needs to be we follow constitutional laws. I don't think just because the government decrees something, everybody has to follow it or enforce it, just like the Nazis. You know, we always sit back here and we judge, don't get me wrong, everybody judged, but who knows what they would do in that situation. We say, how could a prison guard or a member of the Nazis or whatever, you know, kill so many people. And those were laws that was passed by that government at the time. Mm-hmm. So we're a nation of laws, and I agree with that. And my theory on things is you be as close to anarchy as you can without being actual anarchy. You have to have a system of rules and governance, but I think it has to be a constitutional law, a constitutional governance. And I think anything other than that, it's your duty not to enforce it. I think it's your duty to fight it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can say that, okay, they passed a law, so you blindly follow that or you enforce that. And then say, on the other hand, well, then, you know, if you know, they're going to take your guns, then you don't follow that law. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a gray area. And it has to be not just a constitutional thing, a moral thing. You know, if you're a doctor and the government of Virginia comes in and says, hey, you're giving abortions no matter what, then if you're a police officer, are you going to go in and arrest that guy and put him in jail for the rest of his life because he won't you know, perform an abortion. What? I think it's everybody's duty to know what this country is founded on and what they believe in, and then, you know, stand for that. And you know, it's a gray area, and I've thought about it a lot each time I hear you talk about it, and I just don't think that's necessarily the case.
Well, here's you know, and I believe me, I get it. Not to sound like President Biden, I get it. But I understand what your point is, because it seems like they're just writing, and they are. There is a zeal towards writing laws that just make me look good. The politicians just want to write laws that they can use as campaign literature later on, and there's a preponderance of laws. And really not laws, policies. This is part of the West Virginia versus EPA suit, AJ, was that, you know, the government actually has to write a law that says something. They can't just pass it off to an agency that will write a policy that's enforced like a law. So there's been a lot of this. So the Supreme Court, one of the most controversial parts is they're insisting this in this past month. They've insisted that politicians, our elected representatives, actually represent us. And what we're going to find, and I think that part of the panic amongst the abortionists, is that they really don't want to write a law about it. They don't want to put their name down on a piece of paper that might blow up in their face, because they don't really know what right and wrong is, so they don't know how to get a law. But and I'm not disagreeing with you out of the fact that I agree with wholeheartedly your perception of it. But if you have a righteous, rule of law driven society, you can use that as your weapon to undo unjust laws. I will point to Nelson Mandela, or you know, as different as South Africa was and apartheid and everything else, he protested apartheid, went to prison for it, and brought it down under the weight of its own hypocrisy. Martin Luther King was arrested numerous times for protesting segregation laws here in the real Jim Crow. So I'm not saying people don't wind up going to jail under unjust laws, but in a rule of law driven society, you have to drag those unjust laws out into the sunlight by, you know, unfortunately having somebody punished under them, and then it's dragged out into the cold light of day, and then hopefully is made all the way up to the Supreme Court. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, bad laws, you know, basically will come out to the sunlight or whatever, and be, you know, it'll work themselves out. But I think we're getting in a time where that's not going to be the case. I mean, now you have the Supreme Court making rulings, and now if you listen to the Democrat Party, well, Congress can just go write laws, and it does, you know, saying that overrules the Supreme Court. I mean,
it doesn't, but a
breakdown in our system.
Well, and that's, but we're permitting the breakdown in our system, and that's why this midterm election is so important, because we have to stop rewarding people who are supporting the rule of man over the rule of law. Even if laws are unjust, there have to be laws, and you can fight the unjust laws if you have a society of that way. Otherwise, we are that anarchy where whoever has a truck full of guns is the boss, and that's what all those third world banana republics are. Anyway, AJ, I've got to run to break, my friend. Good stuff, though, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. See you.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us. Fox News updates every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning on a TEDsday. 434-964-1075. Emails come into joe@wchv.com. Father Frank Pavone from Priests for Life coming up after the 7:30 news. We're going to talk about this publicity stunt yesterday and a whole lot more with Father Frank from Priests for Life. But it's a ridiculous show pony votes. Like, the Respect for Marriage Act. What exactly does it accept puts you on a voter roll? These are people who won't vote on expenditures of your tax dollars, but they'll vote for the Respect for Marriage Act. So you can say you did? Has there been anything that says that? No. Yes, there has been. One group of people have been saying that gay marriage is next. That's The View. So now we're writing legislation to mollify Whoopi Goldberg? That's the planet you're waking up in. Good morning from the Great Society. How are you? Meanwhile, in our little slice of the Great Society, we reported on this yesterday, and some people, you know, said, well, Joe, there's lots of federal money out there for these solar cells. We don't get federal money to build houses. Well, yeah, actually you do in a way, but this goes back into the subsidization nation. So the Albemarle Board of Supervisors are going to play shuffleboard with piles of other people's money today. A whole bunch of allocations, tens of millions of dollars, setting up an American Rescue Plan savings account. Apparently, the county didn't spend $10 million of American Rescue Plan money, and now they need to set it aside in the budget so you can watch them allocate it to their friends and neighbors. Slush fund. It's just a new slush fund. It's not. It doesn't buy as much as it used to. But they're meeting today on the agenda. Nothing about the solar farm, but you know, I'd like to see it in the public comments. Somebody asking, so 650 acres could be, you know, conservatively speaking, 2,600 homes. Probably more likely could be even 5,200 homes, if you know, dwellings for people. If you you know, made them small and affordable. And if you insist, put a solar cell on the top of each one, but I still don't see what the agenda is for cleaning up these solar cells. What do you do with them when they're gone, when they don't generate electricity anymore? And of course, Donna Price and Ann Malik, and they couldn't care less, Ned Galloway couldn't care less, because they'll be long since out of here. That's what I refer to as somebody else's problem. See, it's not that the solar cells aren't actually poisonous to groundwater and can't be disposed of by just burying them. It's just somebody else's problem. So they're also, ironically, today at about 1:40, you hear from Stacey Pethia, their housing policy manager, in a request for housing fund support. So here we've got a county that's going to take 650 acres that they've told everyone you're not allowed to build on, unless, of course, it's a solar farm and we can build on it. I thought it was in protection to keep it beautiful, but I guess beauty is in the eye of the big government technocrats. So Pethia is going to be asking for, on behalf of the Southwood redevelopment, $1.22 million. Most of it going to leases and pad clearing. I mean, it's, you know, the guys, construction stuff, trailer demolition, that kind of thing, is they get remove the trailers out and build houses in. But they want $1.2 million for that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They're asking from the Piedmont Housing Alliance $3.9 million for that, and Habitat is going to kick in $1.2 million. I'm sorry, I was misreading the slush fund request. But this is a group that will take 650 acres off the rolls, take them away, put them away, make them never to be housed ever again, and then say, gosh, I don't know what, I was just about to come to you. You know, you can call back 434-964-1075. And somehow, you know, cell phone towers, which is probably what happened there, is an eyesore, but a solar farm isn't. So we come back, and let me just get this one. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd point out that if you use up 650 acres for solar cells, that means you can't put houses on it.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, that's really, you know, you're killing two birds with one stone there.
Oh, so you're going to keep us from ever asking for it to be reallocated.
Yeah, well, you know, you're using the land for something else. And the other thing, The thing that concerns me, though, is that solar panels, as you describe them, certainly aren't our best and most useful way of providing alternate energy.
And certainly not ecologically friendly either.
They're not ecologically friendly. They are temporary in that they have to be taken down and redone periodically. They only work part of the time when the sun is shining. They're probably vulnerable to storms and so forth, guessing. But we need to wait till somebody else decides something better.
Hey, Ray.
And my phone is giving trouble here, yeah, so I better get off.
Yeah, but that's the folks on Boulders Road just tapping in to listen to what you're saying. I'm kidding.
Well,
I'm kidding.
They already have their eyes on me, I'm afraid. Whoever's doing that. But no, it reminds me of a friend in Chicago, a physicist who got one of the first pocket calculators. He paid $400 for it, but it was wonderful. It took the place of a machine that covered half his desk. And by the time he showed this thing to me, you could get them for buying a full tank of gas at some gas station.
I know. It's amazing our zeal for this is going to bankrupt us. I've got to run to the break, sir. Good morning,
right,
and thanks for the call.
Delivering all the news Central Virginia needs since 2001 without any price increase. Ever. Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind.
Other people's money. It's how the United States functions. We will send you somebody else's money to do these things. So the County Board of Supervisors today alone, $10 million. In American Rescue Plan Act money that they're going to set aside as an emergency fund ad infinitum. Hey, how about you send it back because you didn't use it? Apparently you didn't need it. Are you planning on another one? Are you planning on another plandemic? Are you planning on telling all the businesses in Albemarle County that they have to shut down so you can? And you didn't even send money to the employees. You set up nonprofits that you had to find and then get permission from and become members of in order to get into it. And then this solar array, again, this is federal money getting traffic through the county to, you know, the energy company who's, you know, apparently this Hexagon, they create and then sell solar and, I guess, alternative energy companies. That's what they do. They create them. They gin them up into business using taxpayer subsidy and then sell them off to things like BP Solar. Which is fine. I mean, you start a company, but it's the taxpayer money problem that is. And they'll pat themselves on the back, and Diantha McKeel will go on and on about how smart she is about getting other people to pay for it. You listen to it when they talk about the room tax. You've got a homestay on their county agenda today as well, homestay permission. Yes, the county must look into whether or not we're going to give you permission to let somebody stay in your house. Hey, do I need county permission to give somebody a ride to the airport too? Because this is the bait and switch. This is the con game. All this money that the public housing people want, millions upon millions of dollars, I think it comes out to somewhere around just under $10 million funding gap that they're looking to close. 19% of it is the county's responsibility, according to the county anyway. And is it, you know, a project, you know, you would, in the old days, you set up a project and you did the project based on the money you could raise for it. Now we're going to tax people under the threat of sending them to prison and spend money on things that they might not want you to spend it on. including investing in businesses that might compete with yours or steal employees from yours. This is going on right now under the guise of community engagement. And in the planning process, they want to have oversight into what kind of businesses start so that the businesses that do start up tell the story of Charlottesville the way we want it told.
We deliver your morning news right to your smartphone. Woo-hoo! Download the free Seville 107.5 app from the Google Play or iTunes Store and WCHV.com.